It's a chilly day across the Midwest, with temperatures this morning running mostly in the single digits and teens across a big part of the region. Most of those single-digit readings, though, are off into the northwest part of the region. As we go through the day today, we'll stay rather chilly across a big part of the region, and our winds, or at least we'll be a little bit calmer today after a lot of wind over the weekend. The sustained winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour and some gusts getting upwards to over 40 were reported not only in the Midwest, but also in portions of the plains. In fact, the winds became quite impressive in the west central high plains region, where some of the front range of the Rocky Mountains reported a peak wind gust 110 miles per hour, with even northeastern Colorado's crop country reaching 75 miles per hour in wind gusts, and a number of other areas across the western and northern portions of the Midwest experienced some rather strong and impressive wind gusts as well. Anyway, the wind, it was in response to the cold air coming into the region, and it is quite nippy across the region today. We haven't had very many cold days this winter. We are below zero in parts of Wisconsin this morning, and as we go through the day today, we'll stay rather nippy. In addition to the coolness that's over the Midwest, there is a potential that parts of Florida's citrus country will get down below freezing overnight tonight. That will drive the citrus markets a little bit wild today, most likely. We'll see how that turns out. In the meantime, back here across the winter wheat producing areas in the country, we're not expecting any kind of threatening cold weather to occur. Even though temperatures are nippy this morning, there's not that much snow on the ground, and there's just not enough punch of cold air here that's really going to have a huge long-term impact. The cold air will be here for today, and we'll probably see it starting to abate tomorrow, and it'll likely back out of the region, and we'll probably wait another week to maybe 10 days before another significant cold snap occurs in the region. Temperatures later this week into the weekend will already be back above average across a fairly large part of the region. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the 30s north and 40s and some 50s in the south. Those 50s will be mostly to the west and south of the Missouri River. And as we go on into the weekend coming up, we'll likely see temperatures peaking out in the 30s and 40s north and the 50s to near 60 degrees in some of the southernmost parts of the Midwest. Another round of cooling will occur shortly thereafter, but not nearly as cold as this morning's temperatures. We will expect to see a minimal amount of precipitation occur across the Midwest over the next full week. There should not be any major storm systems impacting the area, and we'll likely see a nice drying biased pattern take place. And that'll be welcome for those areas that got so much precipitation earlier in the autumn in the Ohio River Basin and northern parts of the Delta. Meanwhile, the focus of attention in the marketplace today will certainly not be on U.S. weather. It's going to be focused on South America. Argentina will go through another 7 days of insignificant rainfall, and temperatures are going to be plenty warm to hot. Temperatures in the 90s to lower 100s will occur on a daily basis as we move forward through the next 7 days. The earliest opportunity for organized rainfall will be about a week from now, starting on the 9th and going out through about the 11th. Right now, confidence is not very high on how much rain will fall. The air mass is so dry across Argentina will continue that way into next week that the odds are relatively high that the frontal boundary will have a tough time holding together when it comes through the region. In the meantime, southern Brazil will see an expansion of dryness this week. After seeing that shrink last week, we'll see a little more stress occurring in southern Brazil, but I'm not expecting it to be very significant, just simply because the temperatures will not be as hot there as they will be in Argentina. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.